Mr. Bundy?
Yeah.
Yes, the president's in the dining room now. Just a moment. I'll put up the call, and would it be okay if you ask him, or do you want us to go ahead and ask him?
Okay.
I said the president is in the dining room right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask him, or do you want us to just go ahead and call to the dining room and ask him? Either way is fine, sir.
I think you might call him and ask if he would like us to stand by, or should we get lunch and he can get us in 5 minutes, whichever he prefers.
Okay, sir, just a moment. I'll give you the answer in just a moment.
All right.
One moment, Mr. Bundy.
Thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello? Mac, just a minute. I want to see if I can get a couple of phones connected here. Dean Rusk is on, Mac, and we're here having our lunch, and I'm trying to get Bob and Mr. Arnold in. Bob, are you in?
Yes, I am, Mr.
Arnold, you in?
He's getting in.
All right. What are you doing?
You in?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead, Mac. Go ahead, Mac.
The only new information we have here is a phone call from JB to G, reported to us by G, in which JB said, I understand from a contact, and you know which one, that you have given an ultimatum to Bundy. G, in other words, the impression which we get from this, very strong, is that JB did not know about it until after it had happened. Under pressure from my man in touch with him, G admitted that this was, in effect, an ultimatum. He has expressed his own view that he is very near the end of his own rope, but the interesting part of the conversation is simply that it tends, in my judgment, to substantiate the view that the decision to throw this roadblock was not made by JB, but by the military staff here.
Well, it doesn't make any, we don't need to debate that one out. We have other evidence, but it's not important, it's made. Now, we think that during the afternoon there will be efforts made by G to cancel out this ultimatum and try to get back in touch with you, and until that happens, that we ought to remain aloof.
Correct.
You have any difference of opinion there?
No, sir. I think we are quite willing to wait for an appropriate length of time. We do not, we would, if no effort is made, we would be inclined to recommend that we return tonight.
All right, now.
We are sending a separate message with a recommendation with respect to changing our own position down here, which we think would be helpful whichever direction we go from here on out, and this is our general opinion. Although it does involve action, which will, where, of course, the responsibility for decision must be up there.
Well, we would hope that Cy would keep working to bring about agreement of those three fellows that that he is contacting. We would hope that there might be something that would come out of Tom's contact with I. We think that JB will be telling his contacts, Mr. G and Ed Al, to cancel out the ultimatum and get back and try to be where we were when we talked last night, when all of you were ready to go.
Correct, Mr. President. We will take this position. I should tell you that we are not that sanguine, but we will operate on those premises through the until further notice.
Well, we don't take any position at all. We just...
You just want to keep trying.
I just want all of our people to be in touch with their respective counterparts and try to get anything out of them that we can get, and then we'll always reserve the decision here. Now, I want to ask Dean and go around the table, see if any of them want to ask you any questions or give you any instructions. We'll go with Dean and then Bob and then Arnold. Go ahead.
Mac, we need a judgment as to how time is running.
I can't quite hear you.
We need a judgment from you people there as to how time is running and what would happen if there is no complete agreement at this point. If we don't succeed, what would happen then?
We do not have a feeling that time is running sharply in any direction here. I cannot give that great fullness, but there has been quiet reported in the countryside in recent days. There is, of course, great nervousness among Cy's friends as a result of yesterday's talks, but nothing that cannot be turned with whatever kind of effort you wish. As I understand it, you wish him to keep trying to keep them as near the mood we were trying to get yesterday as possible.
Yeah, what is it? What is the situation on the fighting at the present time?
Sorry, I don't hear you.
What about the fighting at the present time?
That is moving very slowly. We have no view that there is anything drastic happening there in terms of real changes of position either way.
Anything else? Bob?
Yes. Mac, why do you feel that...
All of you should return today.
I don't say that as a decision. I think we are a considerable distance from a real agreement. I believe that we were pressing at least to the limit of what was really a good agreement last night, and that I know that there is an exception unstated in their position, that it is my own judgment that there are things in our position which need to be pressed and clarified more than they have been yet. I therefore believe that there is lots of work to be done, and that one useful signal at this stage would be that we are not in that kind of desperate hurry. I believe that an action like the one this morning should meet with a reaction. Otherwise, we will be in a position of pressing, giving more and more to those who want no agreement, except on terms that we could never accept. We have not convinced ourselves, in fact, much less so as a result of this message, that we are negotiating with the principals, with the people who will really have the power.
Yeah, Matt, this is Dean. I would add a little reservation on that point. That's something we need to watch very closely.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you.
Yeah, I don't think you ought to be 100% sure on that point, because it's a little more confused than that.
Well, I cannot tell you we are sure on this point now, and the ways of finding out are to pose certain conditions which will, I think, certainly not be accepted promptly and may well bring an explosion from the other side, because they have to do with who would be on the scene after an agreement.
Yeah. Mr. Arnold, what do you want to observe?
Number one, you may have to give them a few hours into the evening. Number two, I believe that Mr. B is key in this and was key, and there's additional evidence to that. But please take that into account as a possibility, at least. Now, number three, I would suggest that for the balance of the day, for the balance of the day, I would suggest that you call off Harry and make it a little difficult for them to get him. Have him available, but not too available. And if they come back to you, I think they will, I would be correct and cold. And listen to what they got to say, and then consider it.
All right.
That's all.
Bob, you got anything now?
Nothing further.
You want to say anything to Si?
No, I completely agree with that, Mr. Arnold.
All right, Dean? Yeah. George, you want to say anything? What does Tom Mann have to observe?
Tom is not here at the moment, Mr. President. His general conviction is that this whole line is now worn out. I do not say that he would not join in one more effort, but his reading is that the evidence of the last 12 hours confirms the fact that others than those with whom we are talking are the real authorities.
I rather think that you're getting a lot of static from them, but I would not conclude that the ultimatum came from them. If it did come from them, it came with the knowledge and consent and approval of Mr. J.B.
I see. No problem.
All right. Goodbye.